From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say their artillery has killed at least 55 Islamic State insurgents in northern Syria. The shelling, which targeted regions north of Aleppo, came in response to weeks of rocket attacks on a Turkish border town. Also, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western powers of failing to help his government fight IS militants on Turkish soil. Philippine President Benigno Aquino is appealing for a peaceful, orderly vote as millions head to the polls to choose his successor. Polls going into today's voting show the tough-talking mayor of Davao, Rodrigo Duterte, as the surprise favorite. Anita Alderete says, "Of course it's Duterte. We are here for him," she says, "no one else." Duterte is known for his profanity-filled speeches against the government and his threats to murder criminals. Voters also are choosing candidates of 18,000 federal and local offices. An opposition presidential candidate in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Moise Katumbi, has been summoned to appear before a prosecutor today to answer allegations he hired foreign mercenaries while governor of Katanga province. Katumbi has denied the charges. Last week, Katumbi, who left the ruling party in September, announced his intention to stand in the election scheduled this year. Djibouti's President Ismail Omar Guelleh has been sworn in for a fourth term in office. Opposition groups had complained before the vote of limits of freedom of assembly and also basic repression on crackdowns and basic freedoms. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan have hanged six men on death row who were convicted of what was described as grave crimes against civilians and public security. Executions of the terrorists took place on orders of President Ashraf Ghani, his office confirmed to VOA. The move came after last month's complex suicide bombings in the Afghan capital that killed nearly 70. The Taliban claim responsibility for that deadly assault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a four-day diplomatic mission in Europe today, where he will meet with officials from several countries and participate in an anti-corruption summit. British Prime Minister David Cameron is hosting the summit aimed at tackling global corruption and comes just a few weeks after he was exposed in the leak of the so-called Panama Papers as having a stake in an offshore fund set up by his father. He said he did nothing wrong and in fact paid taxes on his father's deal and did not avoid taxes.
There was a profit on it, but it was less than the capital gains tax allowance, so I didn't pay capital gains tax, but it was subject to all the UK taxes in all the normal ways.
The public will have access to the Panama Papers beginning today. They do mention several world leaders and dignitaries. Canadian officials are saying they have reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta in western Canada. Nearly 90,000 people in the city of Fort McMurray grabbed what few belongings they could and fled when the fire started. Alberta Wildlife Authority manager Chad Morrison says cooler temperatures and light rain in the region have made for a great firefighting weather. He also spoke with reporters about the firefighting operation.
We have over 500 firefighters on site currently, with 200 helicopters, 44 dozers and heavy equipment continuing to work, 27 air tankers available. Four of the helicopters we have working on site are heavy lift helicopters, and they can deliver more water than a tanker can. They can deliver up to 2,000 gallons in an hour period onto the fire.
While the flames so far have not reached any major oil processing facilities, they've remained closed and global oil prices have soared over concerns about the Canadian fires. Alberta is home to the world's third largest oil reserves behind Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. And Greek lawmakers have approved a controversial package of pension and tax reforms demanded by the country's European creditors in exchange for nearly $100 billion in bailout cash. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.